Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. 85 new Kendriya Vidyalayas and 28 Navodaya Vidyalayas to be opened across the country. Nearly 1 lakh students to receive affordable, high-quality education, says central government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says 21st century belongs to Asia and the East, and Northeast India holds great potential to propel the country's growth. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says the government will fix MSP at more than 50% of production cost. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri to visit Bangladesh to discuss all issues of mutual interest. Government launches 24/7 Indian Sign Language channel, PM eVidya. And India's under-19 cricket team storms into final of Men's Asia Cup in Dubai, beating Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in the semi-final. The Cabinet has approved the opening of 85 new Kendriya Vidyalayas, KVs, across the country and the expansion of the existing Kendriya Vidyalaya in Shivamoga, Karnataka, by adding 2 additional sections in all the classes. The total estimated requirement of funds is 5,872.08 crore rupees. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi this evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the opening of these new KVs will provide an opportunity for around 82,560 students to receive affordable, high-quality education across the nation. This decision will lead to the creation of 5,388 regular posts. The minister also announced that 28 new Navodaya Vidyalayas will be opened in the uncovered districts of the country under the Navodaya Vidyalaya scheme. This will benefit over 15,680 students and lead to the creation of 1,316 regular posts. The approved amount for the creation of the new Navodaya Vidyalayas is 2,360 crore rupees.
न्यू एजुकेशन पॉलिसी का इम्प्लीमेंटेशन करने के लिए पीएम श्री माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के सेकेंड टर्म में लाया गया था और उसमें केंद्रीय विद्यालय और नवोदय विद्यालय को एग्जाम्पलर स्कूल्स के हिसाब से पीएम श्री स्कूल्स में डेजिग्नेट किया गया है और न्यू एजुकेशन पॉलिसी के इम्प्लीमेंटेशन का वहां पे एक तरीके से मॉडल बने सो दैट अदर स्कूल्स कैन स्टार्ट फॉलोइंग द न्यू एजुकेशन पॉलिसी.
The Cabinet also approved the Ritala-Kundli corridor of the Delhi Metro Phase 4 project, consisting of 26.463 kilometres. Mr. Vaishnav said it will further enhance connectivity between the national capital and neighbouring Haryana. It is scheduled to be completed in 4 years from the date of its sanction. Mr. Vaishnav said with this, Delhi Metro will become one of the largest metro networks in the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Northeast holds immense potential to propel the country's growth. He added that the 21st century belongs to the East, to Asia, and to India. Mr. Modi underscored that several Northeastern cities have huge potential, similar to other big cities in the country. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi.
Aane wale dashakon mein. हम गुवाहाटी, अगरतला, इम्फाल, ईटानगर, गंगटोक, कोहिमा, शिलांग और आइजोल जैसे शहरों का नया सामर्थ्य देखने वाले हैं और उसमें अष्टलक्ष्मी जैसे इन आयोजनों की बहुत बड़ी भूमिका होगी. अष्टलक्ष्मी महोत्सव नॉर्थ ईस्ट के बेहतर भविष्य का उत्सव है. ये विकास के नूतन सूर्योदय का उत्सव है जो विकसित भारत के मिशन को गति देने वाला है.
Highlighting the importance of the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav, Mr. Modi said this is the first and a unique event, which will open huge investment opportunities in the northeastern states. He added that the government is connecting the northeast with the trinity of emotion, economy and ecology.
ये पहला और अनोखा आयोजन है जब इतने बड़े स्तर पर नॉर्थ ईस्ट में निवेश के द्वार खुल रहे हैं. ये नॉर्थ ईस्ट के किसानों, कारीगरों, शिल्पकारों के साथ साथ दुनिया भर के निवेशकों के लिए भी एक बेहतरीन अवसर है.
The Prime Minister added that the Northeast had a major role to play in the solutions that today's India wants to give the world related to healthy lifestyle and nutrition. The three-day Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav highlights the vast cultural tapestry of the Northeast India, bringing together an array of traditional arts, crafts and cultural practices. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today assured that the government will fix the minimum support price at more than 50% of the production cost and also procure the produce from farmers. During question hour in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Chauhan emphasized that the Congress had previously denied farmers the minimum support price for their crops. He highlighted that in contrast, the central government has consistently increased the MSP over the last decade.
हम लागत का 50% से ज्यादा मिनिमम सपोर्ट प्राइस तय करेंगे और खरीदने का भी काम करेंगे एमएसपी पर किसानों को उत्पाद खरीदा है और अब भी पूरा उत्पाद खरीदेंगे सिद्ध भारत का संकल्प लिया है प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने उसी का एक रोड मैप कृषि में भी हमने बनाया है उसको पूरा करने में कोई कसर नहीं छोड़ेंगे
Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that his ministry supports and promotes adoption of emerging technologies in the broadcasting sector by issuing appropriate policy directions from time to time. He said Prasar Bharati continuously upgrades the Akashvani and Doordarshan networks by adopting emerging technologies in the broadcasting sector, like digitalization of network and upgradation to the latest equipment. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today, the minister said Prasar Bharati has also entered into an MOU with IIT Kanpur for direct-to-mobile D2M broadcasting technology. Replying to another question, the minister said the government is committed to take all possible action to control the spread of fake and misleading information, which has the potential to weaken democracy and create fissures in society. Both Houses of Parliament were adjourned till Monday following uproar on different issues today. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned after a ruckus by the Treasury bench members on the issue of the cash row, while the Lok Sabha was adjourned amidst protests by opposition members on BJP MP Nishikant Dubey's allegation against leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi and other Congress leaders. The BJP today took a dig at the Congress following the recovery of a bundle of currency notes from the bench of party MP Abhishek Manu Singhvi in the Rajya Sabha chamber. Talking to media after Parliament, the party's spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said the Congress leaders have so much money that they do not even bother to account for the money left behind. He added that since no leader came to collect the money, it raises doubts about the sources of the money, with people wondering whose money it is. Meanwhile, Mr. Singhvi clarified that he only carries one 500 rupee note when he goes to the upper house. He said yesterday his total stay in the house was 3 minutes, adding that he finds it bizarre that even such issues are being raised. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the first pre-budget consultation with leading economists in New Delhi for the upcoming union budget. Along with the Finance Minister, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary and Chief Economic Advisor, also attended the meeting. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today launched the PM eVidya DTH 24/7 channel for Indian Sign Language ISL in New Delhi. The ministry said the channel will disseminate learning content for school children, teachers, educators and other stakeholders. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Pradhan said this channel is a bridge to facilitate communication and will make society more inclusive and progressive.
Aaj hum desh ko adhunikta ki or le jane mein, samanta ki or le jane mein, samaveshita ki or le jane mein ek mahatvapurna kadam uthaye. Aur main aane wale dinon mein ki jo duniya hai, दिव्यांग जनों की दुनिया है, विशेष करके साइन लैंग्वेज की जो दुनिया है, मैंने आके पता किया, हमें आने वाले दिनों में इसको ग्लोबल स्टैंडर्ड्स हमारी इंडियन साइन लैंग्वेज बने, ये एम्बिशन रखनी चाहिए.
In Uttar Pradesh, at least 8 people were killed and around 18 were seriously injured in a road accident on the Agra-Lucknow Expressway in Kannauj district today. The accident took place when a double-decker bus travelling from Lucknow to Delhi lost control and overturned after colliding with a truck parked on the expressway. The injured were admitted to Saife Medical College. The Bihar Public Service Commission, BPSC, has appealed to aspirants not to be misled by rumours, as there is no consideration of the normalisation process in the BPSC State Civil Services Examination. BPSC Secretary Satya Prakash Verma has said the Commission has not mentioned a single line about normalisation in the advertisement for the 70th Combined Civil Services Examination. Several candidates today protested outside BPSC office in Patna over the potential implementation of the normalization process. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is scheduled to visit Bangladesh for Foreign Office consultations on the 9th of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Nandhi Jaiswal said this is part of India's structured interactions with the Bangladesh side. He said Mr. Misri will discuss all issues of mutual interest with his Bangladeshi counterpart.
Foreign Office consultations led by the Foreign Secretary is a structured engagement between India and Bangladesh. We look forward to this meeting. As far as the situation regarding the individuals that you mentioned, we want to reiterate our position again that, you know, they have legal rights and we hope that these legal rights will be respected and that the trial will be fair, transparent.
On the Syria situation, the spokesperson said India is closely following the situation and the Indian mission remains in close contact with its nationals for their safety and security.
There has been recent escalation in fighting in North Syria. We are closely following the situation. There are about 90 Indian nationals, we understand. There are also 7 Indians there who are working with UN organizations. Our embassy is in regular touch with our Indian nationals for their safety and security.
Under sports, the India Under-19 cricket team has stormed into the final of the Men's Under-19 Asia Cup in Dubai. India beat Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in the semi-final, chasing down the 174-run target in just 21.4 overs. Vaibhav Suryavanshi was the highest scorer with 67 runs off 36 balls. Sri Lanka had won the toss and decided to bat. In the other semi-final, Bangladesh defeated Pakistan by 7 wickets. In the Border Gavaskar Trophy Test cricket, hosts Australia were 86 for 1 at stumps against India on day 1 of the second test at Adelaide today. They still trail by 94 runs in the pink ball test. Earlier, the visitors were all out for 180 as their top order collapsed once again. Mitchell Starc claimed 6 wickets while Pat Cummins and Scott Boland bagged 2 wickets each. Nitish Reddy was the highest scorer with 42 runs. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions at isolated places over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during night and morning hours tomorrow. The weather agency said squally weather conditions are likely to prevail for southern parts of the Southeast Bay of Bengal tomorrow. The IMD has advised fishermen not to venture into these areas. In the Netherlands, severe winds forced the cancellation of over 100 flights at Amsterdam Airport Schiphol today and also affected railways, road traffic and waterways. Back home, domestic benchmark equity indices ended marginally lower in today's volatile session, snapping their 5-day winning streak. The 30-share BSE Sensex shed 57 points to close at 81,709 and NSE Nifty dipped 31 points to settle at 24,678. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 85 new Kendriya Vidyalayas and 28 Navodaya Vidyalayas to be opened across the country. Nearly 1 lakh students to receive affordable, high-quality education, says central government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says 21st century belongs to Asia and the East, and Northeast India holds great potential to propel the country's growth. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says government will fix MSP at more than 50% of production cost. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri to visit Bangladesh to discuss all issues of mutual interest. And India's under-19 cricket team storms into final of Men's Asia Cup in Dubai, beating Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in the semi-final. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.